Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome to Community Talks, proudly brought to you by Plains Media. In today's episode, we'll be listening to Speaking for the Planet. We are excited to share an inspiring speech from Kahurangi Kata. Sit back and listen. Be inspired as Kahurangi shares her thoughts, ideas, and passion for our planet. Let's get started.
You will no doubt hear from the young people today how millions of children under the age of 5 are suffering from stunted growth or wasting proper nutrition is critical. To give them a healthy start in life, you may hear how hundreds of millions of people worldwide still do not have enough safe, nutritious food to eat all year, and severe weather like droughts, floods, and that you will see on the news feeds destroy crops and livelihoods. But you will no doubt learn the ridiculous amount of food that is wasted, thrown away, particularly in wealthier countries.
Across the world, we need better, stronger, more diverse farming methods to protect our food supply and fairer food distribution systems to bring hope to millions. We all have a part to play in creating a better future now and for all of those to come. And that is what we're all here to do today. You'll hear the voices of young people calling for action on food waste, appealing for fairer food systems, and asking you to consider plant-based diets, and much more. They speak for those who can't, and for the planet. And for more than just our future, but the future of all.
But now, let's introduce our keynote speaker for 2026. Kahurangi Kata. As a Green Party List MP, before entering Parliament, she had a career in theatre and education before becoming a national manager for the Pākehua, advocating and educating for the world without wasting from the Māori worldwide views. She has worked for the Ministry for the Environment. Kahurangi is deeply connected to nature. She advocates a change to systems so the health of the people and Papatūānuku are at their front. She's also loyal to the soil. We look forward to hearing what Kahurangi has to share with us this morning. Welcome, Kahurangi.
Morena, everyone. Kia ora I te whānau, ko Kahu Kata tōku ingoa. Te uri aho o rangi no i rawa ko Papatūānuku, no Ngāti Manio Poto, no Tainui aho. Hi, everyone. I'm Kahu Kata. Call me Kahu. And I just said, I am a child of the Sky Father and the Earth Mother, and my tribes are Ngāti Manio Poto and Tainui. And I am so happy to be here. Weren't Emma and Travis amazing? Should we just give them a little clap? It's not easy being the first person to speak on a day of very wonderful speakers. It's so great that you're all here today from lots of schools, it looks like, as well, in this beautiful place. In fact, a perfect place in the universe, Ōtautahi, at Tūranga, I was going to say marae. It sort of feels like that today because in Māori culture, one of the most honoured roles in our culture is to speak on the marae. Has anyone here ever been to a marae? Yeah, and have you seen when people get up and do those speeches to welcome people and to get to know each other? And that's about connection. And that's what you're all doing here today, standing up in a really, really special role, speaking about what you want to speak about, taking climate action and being good to the planet and to our community. So I won't talk too long because I'm a politician and, you know, sometimes we talk for a long time. So I might even just put myself a little timer on because I get excited when I'm with a group of clever young people who are doing awesome things like taking the time out to write a speech, come into this place. And I tell you, it's not too scary up here either, eh? So thank you for sharing a little bit of my background. So at Parakore, Parakore literally translates to be para, which is waste, and kore, which is nothing, so zero waste. And I was the national manager, and we had around 800 schools, organisations at marae around New Zealand who we worked with to reduce waste. And that meant that I'd always have gloves on, like in this photo, and I'd go through the rubbish and I'd be like, oh, do you know you don't have to put this one in the rubbish bin? You can put this in the recycling, or figure out where we could reduce waste. And a lot of that mahi was working with tamariki at schools. And one of the places that I remember so vividly was when we went to Rumamarae, which is right at the top of the North Island, like a couple of days drive from here and a boat ride. And right up there, we went to this marae called Rumamarae, and it's I don't think maybe 100 people live around there, but there's different schools that are there, and everyone came in that day, environmentalists, gardeners, and we provided all the trees and the plants, and then the kids started growing a food forest. And that food forest, we grew it in circles, so you'd put like a fruit tree in the middle, and then around it you'd put companion planting, which is like your mates that help you grow into who you are. And it was so cool having the kids there mucking in. I got my mum voice on and was like, okay, you go over here and do this digging and you put these gloves on. And by the end of the day, they'd planted a paddock, actually end of 2 days, planted a paddock that just used to be grass into a food forest that within 2 years was going to start producing enough food for the people that lived around there, and then within 5 years would have its own ecosystem. Isn't that amazing? And that took community coming together, kind of like the plants around it, and kind of like you're doing here today, connecting with each other, inspiring each other to take climate action. So one of my favourite kōrero to give when I was at Parakore was about circles, porowhito, because, you know, Papatūānuku, our earth mother, she has been here way longer than humans have been here. In fact, if you think of how long Papatūānuku has been here and how long humans have been here, and we put it into a calendar year, so humans would have arrived just a few minutes before midnight on New Year's Eve. Isn't that amazing? So what am I trying to say? Well, maybe planet Earth, maybe Papatūānuku, this perfect place that we call home, has something to teach us. Maybe she knows a little bit. So what's the shape of the Earth? Don't say flat. It's a circle, right? And that's so, okay, like, let's think about that circle. Where else are there circles in nature? How about the seasons? They go in a cycle. How about the cycle of the day, where the sun comes around or we go around? What about the waves in the ocean? What about the flowers in your garden? All circular. So maybe there is a lesson for us in that, around how circles work, how circular economies work. Has anyone ever heard that before? Oh, yeah. So why don't I just talk about that? Right now, we live in a system that was created by humans, not by nature, and it's a straight line system, a straight line all the way from extracting, So extracting precious resources from the earth, producing them into something, consuming them, throwing them away, all the way to the rubbish dump where we put it into the landfill and then we close it up like a tomb. That is a straight line all the way to the dump. But what if we had circular systems, systems that respected the beautiful taonga that Papatūānuku and Rangi Nui give to us? A circular system like, I got these shoes from the op shop and these jeans and this shirt is my children's. You can tell because I've got ink from school on there. And I think I got this one from the op shop as well. And so that is a circular economy because we are using something and we're just keeping it cycling around. We're not sending it to the dump. Now, when I was young, my siblings and I were raised by our mum, who was a teacher, and we lived on a river, and we didn't have much fiscal means, but we did have, we were rich in our culture and we were rich in our family and we were rich in our experiences and our educations. Mum was really resourceful, so she grew gardens. She always had an orchard which would help help her grow things in, and one of my favourites was mandarins. So my brother and I, we were mandarin crazy, and we would see the mandarin tree blossom with a flower and we'd be going, oh yay, there's a little white flowers coming out. It's not going to be long for us to wait to get some fruit. And then we'd see it turn into a green mandarin, and then we would wait as it would ripen up into a beautiful orange mandarin where we would go grab it off the tree, gobble it up, and then I wasn't such a gobbler, but my brother was. He's not here to defend himself, so, you know. And then we would throw the peels back under the tree where they would go back into the soil and give that plant nutrients to grow more fruit for us. A perfect circular economy, one given to us by nature and one that we can implement into our own lives by saying, what are the precious taonga, what are the precious gifts that Papatūānuku and Rangi Nui have gifted to us today? Well, as I stand here, I can see some of the natural resources that have been used in this room. So there's really five main natural resources. We've got sand, so silicon, and we've got something called bauxite, which is the red rocks that you see when you're walking around Taylor's Mistake. Or maybe they're not them, but Australia has a lot of bauxite, and that makes aluminium. And then we have iron, so you can get that from the sand or under the earth. And then there's oil, and oil is made into plastic. And then there's one other key resource that we use, which is, what's this stuff made of? Tree. You got it. That's right. So those are our five main natural resources. And out of those five, only one of them is renewable, because we can keep planting trees, eh? So I look in this room and I can see, oh, these windows, they're made from sand. What a precious gift that we have been given from Papatūānuku and Rangi Nui. Oh, and we're all sitting, well, I'm not sitting right now, but we're sitting on chairs. And what are those chairs made from? Oh, we can see some metal there. So it could be iron, or it could be some bauxite, which is aluminium. And then we've got the seats, so they've probably got a bit of plastic on them. All gifts that have been given to us by nature. And when we're grateful for these things, and we remember how connected we are in all the things we do to nature, it becomes harder to just throw things in the rubbish and throw them into that straight line system all the way into the dump. And so I guess that's what you're all here doing today, talking about climate action, talking about your futures, because you are the future. And I'm so dedicated to making sure that you get to live on a livable planet with access to all the beautiful natural taonga, like fresh water, like swimming in our oceans, like climbing to the top of a mountain and breathing in fresh air. And so that's why I do what I do. And that's why I am a Green Party politician. So I can see it's nearly time for me to finish my kōrero. But I want to tell you, just before I do, I want to remind you that climate action is little things. It's little things, and it's probably not going to be huge solutions that save the world. It's going to be all the little things that we do added up. Because I'm an imperfect green. Can you see my eyelashes? I like my eyelashes. And so that's something that I'm like, okay, maybe not the most climate action thing, but it brings me joy. But do I get joy from using a takeaway cup? You know, that's just a single use that I don't. So I don't do that. Has anyone here ever taken climate action like going to an op shop? Wow, so many of you. That is climate action. What about, has any of you ever walked to school? Climate action. Have any of you ever gotten a bus? What about an electric bus? Wow, yeah, we've got some of those in town. This is all climate action. And at the moment, we live in Aotearoa that has plenty of everything for the people who live here. But sometimes it doesn't feel that way when prices at the supermarket are getting higher and higher for food. And 1 in 5 children in Aotearoa, New Zealand, are going without the nutritional value they need every day, something's not quite right. So what we're talking about today is those fair food systems and making sure that everyone has kai. And I'm very excited to see what you talk about. Now, has anyone ever been to a farm? Awesome. Has anyone been to North Canterbury? Yeah. In North Canterbury, we have lots of food producers, lots of people who grow food, bring them to the Richmond Community Garden or to the Ashburton markets. And that is a system, a circular system, because it stays nice and close to where we live. So it's not having to travel long distances all the way across the world on a boat that uses lots of diesel fuel that's come from Papatūānuku to then be put onto a truck, which is also using all of those precious taonga that we talked about, right? There's glass in trucks, there's plastic in trucks, there's aluminium, all of those things, as well as using the fuel to drive it. Well, when we buy local and we buy local food, we are taking climate action. This is a book called The Food Farm. And Ange and Nick and their kids live in North Canterbury. And they grow the most amazing kai. If you ever get a chance, maybe suggest it to your teachers. You could go out and visit their beautiful food farm. And they just have an abundance of food. You can also follow them on Instagram and then see how you can put your hands in the soil and that you can be part of taking climate action, even if it's just helping out at the Otakaro Orchard, which is just over here by the Band Rotunda, or at the Richmond Community Garden, planting some kai or making sure that we're not wasting kai. This is all climate action. So I'm going to leave you with this little excerpt from a book that I love. And when sometimes Parliament could be like a pretty toxic place. So when I'm needing to feel connected to community and think about those circular economies, I read a little bit of this book. And yesterday I read, "In a traditional Anishinaabe economy, the land is the source of all goods and services, which are distributed in a kind of gift exchange. One life is given in support of another. The focus is on supporting the good of people, not only an individual. Receiving a gift from the land is coupled to attached responsibilities of sharing, respect, reciprocity, and gratitude, of which you will be reminded. Good luck for your speeches today. It has been so wonderful to see you all, and I'm very, very proud of you. Kei te pōho, kei reira, aho, kia koutou. Thank you for having me. And climate action, just a little bit every day, and think about, like, is this moving us towards a circular economy, one that was gifted to us by nature? Or is this going to that straight line all the way to the dump? And if everybody did that, I think, even being imperfect greenies, the world will be a better place. Thank you so much.
I am honoured to have heard Kairangi speak before. And I must say that every time, she never repeats herself. So I say something new and inspiring to share with us. So thank you, Kairangi.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Speaking for the Planet in Community Talks. We hope you enjoyed hearing Kahurangi Kata's speech. Be sure to stay tuned with Plains Media for the part 2 of Speaking for the Planet, where we will be featuring speeches from our talented students. To get instant updates on our latest programs and community stories, follow Plains Media on Instagram and Facebook at Plains Media. You can also tune in to Plains Media Broadcasting on 96.9 FM. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time on Community Talks.